Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have a texter mad at me, Seth.
I feel like you right now.
I have a texter mad at me.
Why do people get mad at me more often?
No, you're on the text page more than I am.
I don't
interact on the text page a lot, but there's a particular texter. There's a few that are frustrated trying to win tickets, and they can't because there's one pair of tickets.
They get the busy
and we
signal.
Have hundreds of thousands of listeners. I don't know how to explain the arithmetic.
Maybe I should. Well, this is what we'll have Jonesy do. Take every call, write down the caller's name and number. So handwrite that all down, and then after we get 3,000 or 4,000, then I'll reach my hand in and pull one out.
There you go.
That'll be fair.
Yeah.
And Jones, you'll be insane.
Yeah, and we'll be here till 2020 giving out tickets to a 2019 game.
I wish there's a way. I understand. I get it. The busy signal drives people nuts.
Sure.
And that, understandably so, because we can dump – you dump it – if somebody's like trying to game the system, you can dump it right when the contest starts.
Yes.
But then it's immediately busy again because we've got at least several hundred people trying to call in at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what to do other than we need some system that allows it to ring for everybody.
Yeah.
How do we get a system that allows like 1,000 people to ring?
Here's
all
the thing.
At once?
All that's going to do, that's going to be like a morphine drip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you'll feel better. You don't hear a busy signal, but guess what your chances of winning are? The same as if there's a busy signal.
Yeah.
You know, like here's this just in. These tickets are scarce and there's a lot of listeners. And I don't know. I texted this person and I said, what would you suggest we do? Like, short of me driving tickets over and handing them to you at your place of business, what would your suggestion be? And his response was, I've been listening to 610 longer than you've been there, Sean. Don't be smug with me. Which I guess is true. I was being a little bit smug, so my apologies.
A little bit, Sean?
Okay, I was being kind of smug.
It didn't sound smug.
Yeah, but in reading it, it does a little bit. But at any rate, we understand. Like, I hate to explain the basic rules of probability to you, but we're giving away 5 sets of tickets today, and there's lots of people that want to win them. But we appreciate you listening, for sure. And your next chance to win is at 8:45 today. So there you go. Interesting question on Battle Red blog, Seth. They're talking about Bill O'Brien, and Bill O'Brien's probably under a little more scrutiny now after that Ravens game, and certainly I think ahead to what Friday could sound like if things go wrong tonight and it starts to give me the heebie-jeebies a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Their question was, what is the Texans ceiling under Bill O'Brien? And Battle Red blog has about 10 or 12 correspondents over there.
My favorite is Big Fat. Well, actually, Matt Weston, who runs the thing, is my favorite. But Big Fat Drunk I like partly because of his content, but partly because he goes by Big Fat Drunk.
Yeah, he is who he is.
And writes actually pretty well thought out pieces, but as Big Fat
Drunk. He's an inspiration to all of us fat drunks everywhere.
And now I feel bad because there's actually like 4 or 5. Battle Red Blog's a good website.
They do a good job.
Really good. Like, as fan websites go especially, they do a lot of content where you would be like, this isn't a fan site. This is really good.
Yeah. I mean, they do a tremendous job. And they posed that question, and Matt and Big Fat Drunk and Captain Ron and others were weighing in on this.
Oh, I take it back. I like Captain Ron the most.
Yeah, you like...
Because he compliments my playing career. So good job, Captain Ron. Yeah.
Okay.
Weston's too young to remember me.
Okay, so Captain Ron immediately shoots up to the top of the pain power rankings. But I do like the question, what is the Texans ceiling under Bill O'Brien? Because we're in year 6, and if we're in the midst of the ceiling right now, that's a bad thing. Because he's won one playoff game in 5 years and made a lot of moves to ensure that that's not going to be the case this year or next year at the latest, I would say. I'll say this, Seth, generally, if I were to somehow try to quantify all the responses on there, they each wrote a couple paragraphs about it, but if I were to quantify it and average it, they all feel like this is a team capable of winning a division but losing in the divisional round.
Now, does he think that are they talking about the actual talent on the roster or the combination of talent and Bill O'Brien?
What is the ceiling with Bill O'Brien as the Texans head coach?
Okay, so this is where I try to cut O'Brien a break, and I think, if anything, I think more people than not think I'm too critical of Bill O'Brien most of the time, and I always question whether I'm being fair or not. So this year I've been trying to be extra fair, especially as they've had success, it's...
I think you've been really fair this year. Yeah, just for, okay. I've done every minute of radio.
Now, by that, do you mean soft?
Huh? No. Not at all.
You've been really quote-unquote fair.
Yeah, no, right. No. The air quotes were not... I wasn't doing that for anything.
So, now it's obvious that you had to hop on the pile after this last offensive performance.
Yeah.
The thing about this last performance is how much of it can I put on roster construction versus execution? And this last... Because if you would have talked to me after the Kansas City game, I would have said, wow, the sky might actually be the limit this year.
Lopez was saying they could win a Super Bowl, and he's probably been more skeptical than any of us.
They just beat the damn Kansas City Chiefs. Right. They outscored the Kansas City Chiefs, and defensively they played well enough. I don't like making excuses for anybody ever, and... The thing where I'm trying to reset it with Bill O'Brien this year is, as I've often said before, even when I've been very critical of him, he's kind of had legitimate excuses until Deshaun Watson got here. And then, obviously, last year, or 2 years ago when Deshaun Watson got injured even, he still had a legitimate excuse there. So these last 2 years have really been where the excuses have stopped. So then it becomes, all right, obviously a 4-12 season with a healthy Deshaun Watson would be completely and 100% unacceptable.
Yeah.
Cannon, we're not going to have that. The excuses this year, if I were to make excuses, it would be obviously injuries in the secondary, which have just been horrendous. Youth along the offensive line, because I think the offensive line has improved, but there's still youth along the offensive line. But then also the wide receiving core as a whole has some serious holes when Will Fuller is injured and DeAndre's the only guy out there. I'll point to one of the sacks that Deshaun had in the game last week. QT ran the wrong route, you know, and actually Battle Red Blog did a good piece on that showing on that particular play. A lot of people noticed it on TV at the time. Kiki QT and DeAndre Hopkins were almost running into each other.
Yeah.
Right. You could tell the spacing was not right. Yeah. You watch that and you're like, yeah, this is on the TV copy. You're guessing it was QT. Then you watch the all 22. And yeah, it was Kiki QT's issue. So that when people ask why wasn't Kiki QT out there, well, running the right routes is kind of a big deal in an offense. So I'm not making excuses for Bill O'Brien. I think really, really good coaches, supremely talented coaches paired with a really good quarterback. Look at Tom Brady up in New England and what he's done at various times with an incomplete cast of characters at wide receiver. But if they end up this year 9-7 or 10-6, it doesn't make me think that it's impossible to win a Super Bowl with Bill O'Brien.
Okay.
I still think the ceiling with Bill O'Brien is a Super Bowl. I've been through this too many times where I've written off coaches for years, Gary Kubiak one of them, and say they can't win a Super Bowl, and then lo and behold, they pull it off.
Yeah, I think that is true. Now, the Kubiak, you thrown Kubiak in at the end right there, I think is an excellent example for Texan fans to realize that maybe whatever their assessment is not hard and fast. That Kubiak, people were laughing when Elway hired Kubiak in Denver here. People were like, oh my God, the guy's 2 years removed from being 2-14, and then lo and behold, he wins a Super Bowl in 2014. My sense was the big concern with O'Brien, and I think it's valid, is that O'Brien is a good enough coach to beat a lot of the coaches in the NFL, especially with Deshaun Watson as his quarterback, on a fairly regular basis. Like, he's good enough to where he can win 9 or 10 games a year. If the ceiling is not very high for Bill O'Brien, then with Deshaun Watson as his quarterback, the floor sure isn't very low.
Yeah.
And I think in reading it, Seth, I go, boy, it feels like the concern here is that Bill O'Brien is the Andy Dalton of coaches.
Right.
That it's an O'Brien line, like there is with coaches. It's the O'Brien line, like it's the Dalton line with quarterbacks.
And I would say that, and again, Captain Ron, who I've already established is probably the smartest football mind at that website because he admired my playing career,
right,
is he does the most complete kind of assessment of this. He actually breaks it down into these different categories. He might have talked to me. Captain Ron doesn't think the Texans will ever reach the AFC Championship with Bill O'Brien. Just real quick, go through yes or no, does Bill O'Brien have these qualities? Exceptional leadership in researching and preparing for each game plan.
I would say that is subpar.
I would say subpar too.
Yes.
Superior execution of said game plan with very little room for mistakes during in-game decision making.
For 2/3 of the game, probably. Unfortunately, the first third is not very good.
Oh, about that opening.
Puts himself in a hole.
Boy, the opening drive stuff is the scariest.
Yeah, that's
damning. When you're supposed to be. Jeez.
That's very damning. Absolutely.
Creativity to find new wrinkles and mismatches.
I would say he's about average in there. Yeah. I think the new wrinkles part, I do think he's shown with Deshaun sort of more spatial thinking with the offense. Taking advantage of mismatches, I'm That one I'm a little skeptical on. That one I feel like you need a healthy Will Fuller to really assess.
The benefit of a truly exceptional handful of talented superstars. I don't know how this is necessarily a Bill O'Brien thing, well, other than he's saying that he's squandered that.
Well, I'll say this. He is the GM now, and one of the handful of talented superstars that they had, he traded away for a third-round pick and two bench guys.
He just won. Jadeveon Clowney did win NFC Defensive Player of the Week last week. Not for the Monday night game, but for Sunday's game versus San Francisco.
That was the Monday night game.
I'm sorry. I'm mixing up my games. He won NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Yeah. He was really good in that game.
Yeah. So let's see. Oh, and then a coach who can do more with less, a leader who can find ways to inspire and motivate players.
That, I think, is a category he checks out positively in. I do think guys play hard for him, and I do think that his ability to sort of cobble things together with those bad quarterbacks for 3 years does show a resourcefulness that he has.
Well, and that's where, and again, I'm not making excuses. I'm willing to see this out because Bill O'Brien's not getting fired this year. If you have some kind of fantasies of that. I'm seeing it out through at least one more season because I do think that there's something to be said for William O'Brien, the GM, whether he's being financially responsible in doing it or not, I'm not sure, but this is closer to the kind of team that he wants to coach, I think, than it has been before, and we've seen fits of growth. Like, we've seen growth in certain areas. I'm really excited about what it's going to look like next year.
I am, too.
I really am. Like, I'm interested in what's going to happen this offseason and what it's going to look like next year. Without getting too far ahead of ourselves, I'm concerned about this Colts game, first and foremost.
I am, too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.